that we are doing
Love the Talk Radio.
Today, our show is on self-love. Self-love is very important for us to have for ourselves, for each other, and for our friends, our families, and everybody at large. And when we think about self-love, tell me what that means to you. When I think about self-love, I think about loving myself. I think about loving others. I think about how I want to be treated and how I want others to treat me. So when we talk about self-love, we have to find a way for people to get it and understand it. And then on top of that, if you don't know what self-love is, we have to find a way for you to learn it. And, you know, whether you were raised in a household of love, self-love, or understanding of what that means, or if you were not, you either learn it or you learn it after a tragedy or you learn it after levels and layers of loss. And I want you guys to understand that love means self-love for yourself. And then on top of that, love, what love is that you can exude it outward. It doesn't mean that you were dating someone and they don't love you that you shouldn't love yourself. You should. So I want you guys to understand what the meaning of it is. And having self-love for yourself is the most dopest thing that you could ever do for yourself. And then on top of that, rekindle the flame to your life and rekindle loving yourself and, you know, infuse it with abundance, unity, and advancement for yourself. And then, you know, become a better version of yourself by, you know, having self-love for yourself. And then become a better version to the point, to the extent that nobody could ever take that from you. And I want you guys to understand why that's important. A lot of people think, oh, if somebody doesn't love me, I can't love myself, you know, things like that. And I wanted to go through some little steps and things that I do for myself that helped me to love me and continue to love me, even though I was taught that. You know, I was always taught in front of the mirror, I am somebody. You know, I am a good Black woman. I am I am abundant. I am who I am. I am a better version of myself every single day. But it takes looking in the mirror, saying some affirmations to myself, and then on top of that, internally thinking to myself, you are the greatest thing that ever happened to this world. So when we think about this, do you think that about yourself? And part of this is getting your flame back in your life. And your flame back in your life is the love for yourself. And a lot of us get a little bit depleted. And, you know, we think about inspiration and we think about layers of things that we have to do to, you know, keep ourselves upbeat when life throws us lemons. We have to make lemonade. And like I said, we have to throw out the sugar, honey, iced tea. So when we think about all these different things, we have to ask ourselves, do you love yourself? Do others love me? But does that matter? And the main thing is, do you yourself, internal, external, mentally, emotionally, financially, love yourself? So I want you guys to understand this. And I want you to dare to dream. Dare to dream to love yourself and dare to dream to love your life and love the life you live and live the life you love. And part of that is, you know, having success with others and having success for yourself mean two different things. Having success with others is just basically being able to self-love yourself enough to, when you see somebody doing better than you, you get inspired by them. But when you think about a hater, that's having aversion towards everyone reaching excellence, right? So, or success. And when we think about the levels of hate or haters, we think about those types of people who have aversion to anybody that's doing well in life or trying to do well in life. So we don't focus on that. We focus on ourselves. We focus on our mental health and our wellness and things like that. So I want us to gain something from that. And then on top of that, look at the Warren Buffetts of the world. Look at the even Oprah's of the world. Look at the Damon Johns of the world, look at the Joe Bidens of the world, look at the Kamala Harris of this world, look at those type of people, look at the Hillary Rodham Clintons of the world, the people who are movers and shakers. When you think about Warren Buffett, you think about he's like the oracle for finance and business and things like that. So when we think about gaining our inspiration, we think about, do we get it from ourselves or do we get it from others? And then we have to soar to new heights. We have to soar to new heights, and, you know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle when you're going through a lot, and it's a struggle when you're going through life, and life is throwing you lemons, and you're just like, oh, my God, you got another one, and eventually you just got a pile full of lemons, right? So make some lemonade. And when we think about this, if you're struggling to feel like you're going around in circles and you're in a rut, it's time to seek outside inspiration. It's time to seek outside inspiration, but you also have to seek it internal as well. And I want you guys to understand why it's important to find inspiration internal and external. Because, like I said, agape love and namaste type of love, or internal love or external love, is that type of love where your chakra, it vibrates higher than normal. And then when we think about this, we think about mere admiration, and we think adoration, and we think about people, we want them to like us and things like that, but as you get older, you stop wanting people to like you. You just want people to respect you. Now, all you care about is loving yourself at that point. And when I talk to my baby, I love my babies, including my baby. So we think about both. We aim to do what we are born and bred to do. And then we also think about layers and depth of finding space wherever you're at in life. And, you know, it's just like I told you guys, I don't compete with other people. I don't compete with anybody online, offline. I don't compete with bloggers or any other bloggers or things like that, because there's enough space for everybody. There's enough room for everybody to win. And when we think about this, mere adoration of people and the desire and the want and need for adoration from people will have people running around here for clout. And, you know, like I told people all the time, and anybody, everybody, when I say people, I mean, you understood, you, me, everybody else, clout is one hell of a drug. You know, and we think about what we aim to do, and once you learn the formula, you realize what you need to do to get yourself where you want to be at. And what it takes to be great, too. And when we think about this, what does it take to be great? What does it take for us to get to a point of, you know, pure self-love, you know, pure levels of able to love yourself through every struggle, love yourself even when you're going through the worst or the best? And then on top of that, once you find that good formula for that, you begin to realize that, you know, it's divided into two different parts in life, and layers of life are daring to dream, you know, and I want you guys to understand why you dare to dream. You dare to dream because there's so many people out here who don't follow their dreams and they end up miserable, that you don't want to be one of them. And this is part of a series of coaching that I do. And this is part of self-love and abundance, unity, advancement coaching, and paradigms of light, and paradigms of being able to understand inspiration and things like that. Because I wanted to switch gears from a couple of different things, because I think a lot of the times we don't think that we should love ourselves enough, or we get convinced over time when we go through different things that we love ourselves enough and we don't. And I want you guys to understand that through these lessons and things like that, there are people all over this world who have been where you've been at. There are people all over this world who have literally, I will tell you, lost everything, gained it back. But they took a risk. They took a risk of self-love, self-confidence, and an ability to understand that they deserve a lot in life. They deserve to be able to win. So when I think about people who inspire me to win, I think about people who keep their mind right, people who eat right, people who take care of themselves. I think of people who are always getting it done. You know, they're just like boom, boom, boom. Every time you step in, boom, 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 they're just getting it done. You know, it's like get up and do something, get done, let the world pass you by. And then when you think about this, you know, to build a life you love and love the life you live is to be able to love yourself, like I said, internal, external. And we think about being inspired by words of wisdom, and we think about layers and depths of that. What does that mean? And, you know, it's like, what do you mean? You know, and I just sit there and I look at people who have a hard time, and I've been there. I've been in that mindset of, you know, I can't get anywhere from where I'm at, you know, or I was that, like, literally there's nothing I could do, you know, to get out of the situation I was in, until I started realizing you've got to empower yourself. You've got to get to a point that you're not a burden to you. You know, and then on top of that, I wanted people to understand how important it is to make sure that you absolutely get to a point that great achievers, like, you know, who are wildly successful, you're looking at your Walt Disney, you're looking at your Warren Buffett, you're looking at Michael Jordan and dozens of more, your luminaries you see all over the world who are making the world shake, you know. And when we think about this, we think about the Queen of England, we think about people who are highly successful, the people who you just sit there and you're just like, dang, man, y'all are like out here moving and shaking, making things happen. Whether they're good or bad people, internal, external, I don't know per se, but I know of the successes that they've achieved. So when we think about this, we pick these successful people from different fields, different areas, different echelons and things like that, but their ideas achieving and being successful are universal, are one and the same. And usually it's on one platform, one level and layer of monetary advancement, and having an I am abundance mindset. And being able to get to that mindset means you have to work on yourself internal, and the self-love has to be exuding external. So I want you guys to understand that, you know, greatness and learning strategies and how to apply those different things in your goal setting, your goal seeking, and things like that, and being a goal digger, not a gold digger. And say it with me again, gold digger, not a gold digger. So when we think about this, we think about daring to dream, and we discover the importance of being able to dare, I have a dream. You think about Martin Luther King, you think about all the different things that he did to get where he was at before, you know, his own time of death. And then we think about all the people in the world who've been out here becoming superstars, been out there branding out, doing their thing, and moving and shaking. They're just getting it done. And every time you see them moving, lining it up, and doing their thing. So we think about dreaming, and we think about the design of life. And it's based around what's important to you, external, internal, external. And then on top of that, we see the happiness, success, and the fulfillment. But when you see a difference between a successful person and a non-successful person or a non-inspired person, is their success, want, and their desire, and their roadmap to get there. And then we think about making your dreams come true and giving, you know, little helpful tips and things like that to help you guys understand. To bring your dreams to life and fruition, you have to really get to a point that you enjoy the journey along the way. The good and the bad, the ugly, you just have to be committed to it. And then on top of that, throughout every little lesson that I teach you guys or every little coaching that I teach you guys on different sets of this stuff and the strategies, you're going to be able to look at projects or self-reflection. You're going to look at different things like affirmations. And then when you come into my coaching office or you do remote coaching, we'll be doing file dropping back and forth and doing things for you to do, printouts and worksheets and things like that for you to be able to understand this and begin to learn how life works. And then the strategies that need to work for you to be able to get where you're supposed to be at. So when we think about this, you have to nourish your brain. You have to binaurally nourish your brain. And you have to begin to look at the different things that are important. And let me pull up something for you guys so you guys can understand what that means. Because part of this is a lot of people get confused with, oh, just, you know, easy ways to keep your energy and focus, but they're not thinking about what are ways for me to keep myself in the momentum long after, you know, long after the spark has left me to do so. So when we think about this, we think about long after my spark has left me and long after I feel like doing something, the commitment, is the commitment there? And when we think about our commitment, we think about, you know, am I committed to becoming successful, but am I willing to go through the ups and downs that are required? And I will tell you, it is easier said than done. It's easier said than done because we think, oh, you know, I don't have to go through this step. Oh, I don't have to go through this step. Oh, I don't have to do this, and I don't have to do that. And I will be here to tell you, first and foremost, if you do, we all have to go through those steps, whether we like it or not. And I will tell you, you know, having affirmations and things like that and being able to make sure that you keep those in your mindset as you grow along and things like that will help you to go and move forward and whatnot. And I like the word whatnot. I got it from this girl, Nosy. She's really funny and she's really good. Check her out on Nosy Live. Like I said, there are some YouTubers that I'm kind of confused as to their agenda and things like that, but there are some that I really like anyway. And the thing is, I want you guys to check out some of them, even some of them that get on my nerves, because there's a lot of things that are underlined with the agenda of some other people who are doing a lot of things to get people involved, and they think it's funny to do. But again, it's not about them. It's about us having a good conversation about being able to get into a positive mindset and rekindling our spark flame with ourselves. And then other people will become our spark team. That's what I mean by flame, spark team. So we have a spark team. We have somebody that's going to be able to help us get to where we need to be at and mentally help us to, like, literally get there from here. And I'm going to put on something for you guys to understand what it means to have a spark team, even for yourself. When you get up and you put your feet on the ground and you're thinking about success, we're talking about affirmation. So I wanted to pull this up for you guys so you'd be able to listen to something that's important to me that I do every day, because part of it is having I am affirmations and being able to build myself up. And, you know, part of it is also doing it when I'm asleep. And part of that is getting adequate sleep, adequate rest. And then on top of that, sometimes I'm still tired. But because I'm constantly going, and having a level and layer of tiredness, it will make you absolutely feel like a foot dragging person. You will get to a point that sometimes that it can frustrate you and make you feel like you can't get there and get it done, but you can. Just not the only boy. And it's easier said than done when you're dealing with a lot of things in life. And I want people to understand why it's so important to love yourself and live your best life and love the life you live, love the life you love. I can't find it for you guys. Literally. Making sure that I can get the things fast enough. And, you know, I'm having IT issues as well. I'm supposed to get this in the mind, but I learned how to deal with it and everything else. And if not, we'll find something different. But I want you guys to hear it loudly. And this device is actually pretty loud, so I want you guys to hear it loud. And you know it can be frustrating. I want you guys to understand affirmations for health and happiness. That is a good one. Because I want you guys to understand that when you don't have that level of wellness mentally, you will find your conundrum or cluster fluff of constantly being lost in the thoughts. Being lost in the thoughts can have you around your feeling kind of drove, a little upset, and angry. And you don't want to be like that. So we're going to go to the affirmations part, and that should help us. And then from there, we're going to go to the other part of this lesson. Because, like I said, affirmations for me are just like the ones I'm going to read to you while I'm waiting for this to load. When we think about all of our affirmations, what are affirmations supposed to do? They're supposed to build you up mentally. They're supposed to build you up like a pyramid. And when you think about a pyramid, what does it have? At the highest peak, you begin to feel your highest self. So when we think about all of this, we think about all and how that you can build yourself up to that higher peak by layer and layer and layer. So when we think about this, when we have these affirmations, I will tell you, you know, we say, I am thankful for family. You know, I am thankful for being able to hear, to smell, to see, to get up every day. I am thankful for the generosity of others. I am thankful for the clothes on my back and the shoes on my feet. I am thankful for the roof over my head. When we think about that, we're thinking about gratefulness and we're thinking about levels and layers of that. And when we're thinking about being diligent in our life, I am diligent. I'm proactive. I am creative. I am polished. I am ambitious. I am self-confident. I am a natural at this. I am somebody. I am passionate. I am impressive. I am reliable. I am skilled. I am respected. I am pioneering. I am somebody. So when you think about this, I am excellent. I am impartial. And as we go on through this, we're thinking about layers and depth of how to emotional recovery rescue, but also say to yourself, I am awesome. I am happy. I am confident. I am rational. I am proud to be reckoned with. So when we think about all of that, we think about levels of I am elegant. I am protected. I am abundant. I am unified. I am advanced. So when we think about all of these types of stuff, we think about how does this work out. We think about all of these different things and how to fix ourselves up. And how to self-love ourselves is by having health, wellness, and happiness. So I want you guys to understand why it's so important to have health, wellness, and happiness. Because when we think about this and when we think about all these affirmations of I am brave, I am okay, I am engaged, I am sincere, I am good, I am humorous. I am lovely. So when we're thinking about all of that, we're thinking about layers and depth of this and also making sure that we can continue to love ourselves, love the life I live, and live the life I love. So while I'm waiting for that to load, we're going to go into the lesson so far the program. So when we think about nourishing our inspiration from start to finish, we think about how am I nourishing myself mentally, emotionally, financially. And then we think about, am I living the life I love, loving the life I live, or am I living life for other people? So when we think about all of that, and we think about those layers and things like that, we're thinking about, you know, the I am abundance mindset, what it means. And then we think about layers and depths of how do you build yourself up when there are obstacles put in front of you? How do you build yourself up when people try to trip you up? How do you build yourself up when you have network issues? How do you build yourself up when you have network problems? How do you build yourself up when you have network tampering? When you think about those different things, I keep going. I do what I'm born and bred to do. And while we're talking about it, call us 833-INCC or 833-4-MY-APPOINTMENT or 833-BOOK-ME-TOO. And when we think about these different things, I would like my guests to call in at 515-602-9765. You're more than welcome to do so. And anytime I'm live and things like that, you are welcome to call in. And I definitely love to have guests on and things like that. And we'll start talking a little bit more. I'm getting more seasoned in this, and I want to make sure that we do everything that we're supposed to do. So when we think about how to build your life and the love you love, the life you live, and live the life you love, we think about all of these different things and how it's important to add those into your layers of self-love and discover how you can build a life that is well worth living. So we're going to go over some things with bullet points and things like that. And in this course, we're going to be able to understand this. And in this Wise Blog course, we're going to be able to understand and gain inspiration from the focus and success of others and be inspired by it, not envious. The worst thing you can have is a hater. And the worst thing you can have is an envious, divisive, abusive person in your life. I'll explain that, you know, that I have a bunch of haters. I have a bunch of people who do not like my success and my ability to bounce back from everything that they set up to do. And when we talk about levels and layers of IT specialists will be fired, ending on top of that, levels and layers of people who need to be seen. Those are layers and things that we have to do when we call production and we call issues and things like that. But when we talk about layered levels of haters who cannot stand for you to win, that means even spouses, and that means even boyfriends. That means even if you are LGBTQI girlfriend, and that means even if you are LGBTQIQ. You know, when you have people who are like that, they are divisive, they're abusive, and this is what I really need to get out of your life. They are not your spark team. They are nothing but a detriment and a downdrag to your self-love and then your devotion to yourself. And when you think about self-love, what does it mean in your internal self? And anything that makes you feel inspired to get up and do what you got to do. So, like I said, it's okay to divorce a person who's like that. It's okay to say you are not the person for me. It's okay to say I no longer love you. I do not want to be someone who drags me down every step of the way. I do not want to be someone who embarrasses me, humiliates me, and aggravates me, and broke and gaslights me. I'm doing that currently right now. I will be leaving a person I have loved forever today. And at the end of the day, I've left them already physically, mentally, emotionally, but it's also financially, economically. And when we think about those different things, I love myself enough to go and leave a person who would be willing to sit there and continue to provoke, aggravate, agitate, or his friends and people who have helped stay together, available to sit there and provoke and gaslight every step of the way. I love myself enough to be alone. I don't need somebody that is just going to drag me down or constantly embarrass me or humiliate me. And at this point in time, those are deal breakers. And you have to think about self-love. What are the deal breakers for you? And now deal breakers are embarrassing me, humiliating me, or making you look stupid. I will absolutely divorce you. I will absolutely leave you over that. It doesn't matter if it's jokes or not. I'm the type of person that if I love myself, and I love myself so much that I would willing to leave you over that, because there's nothing you can do to ever apologize for the layers and depths of torment, provoking gaslight, and bullying and harassment that this man has done. So we're done. So there are sometimes love layers that you have to love yourself to leave someone. There's where you have to actually sue and file lawsuits and emotional damages and trauma that's been inflicted. I've been through that, and I will be going to court over it, including family members. I will be citing that in my case that I will have. Because what you don't do is embarrass someone. What you don't do is humiliate someone. And what you don't do is set them up for failure. And what you don't do is set them up to be angry and upset. And those are things that have happened to me. And that's why I want to inspire you guys who are going through those type of haters or people who are jealous-hearted, miserable, and hateful. Then you just absolutely have to leave them behind. Because that's all they're going to be if they're in your path. They're not made for the finish line. And when I tell you that some people are not made to be around you, there are the people who are constantly causing, creating, upset. So when we think about that, and I tell you guys, there's nothing worse than a miserable sociopath. There's nothing worse than a person who's taking advantage of every bit of your patience or taking advantage of every bit of your tolerance. And there are certain things that you have to tell some people. I can no longer tolerate you. I no longer love you. I no longer can stand you. I can no longer stand a person like you. All you do is drag me down every step of the way. So when we think about this, sometimes you leave a person because of that. Sometimes you outgrow somebody. That is a form of self-love. That is a form of self efficiency, that is a form of loving yourself more than you love that person. Because at the point and at the end of the day, if you are going through levels and layers of frustration, upset, and a level of torment and aggravation behind an immature sociopath and psychopath or a pathological toxic person, that could be a spouse. A spouse can set you up for failure. A fiance can set you up for failure. Then you say no. Like, if you're going to be engaged to someone and you're engaged to someone who is sitting there catching up for failure, you leave them. You leave them because they continue to do the same things that you do not like. You leave them and you hand them back the ring and you tell them, I will not marry you. I will not walk down the aisle with someone like you. So when we think about those different things, we think about layers and depths of how to leave someone if they're irritating you or someone who's dragging you down in a acceptable way. And I want you guys to understand the importance of that. And the reason why it's so important to go and expound on this is that relationships have to be rekindled and flames to be rekindled, but not when it's habitual abuse or ritual of habitual abuse. And then when you think about self-love, we think about the bullet points that I'm just pointing out. It's part of that is sometimes leaving someone and telling them, I'm leaving you because you're annoying. I'm leaving you because you are irritated. I'm leaving you because you're immature. I am leaving you because I don't put up with that. I'm leaving you and divorcing you because you are that type of irritating and pathological toxic person. So when we are talking about those things in breakups, we need to talk about the other side of it, which is rekindling the flame. But if you cannot rekindle that flame and there's nothing forgivable about what they're doing, then there's a layer of I'm leaving you and I'll never come back to you. I do not like you and I do not love you and I don't want to be together. So when we're talking about that layer, that's being honest and that's a form of self-love. So I wanted you guys to understand that from that retrospect. And then on top of that, when you have to put restraining orders on someone or you have to file a lawsuit and you have to absolutely sue the city and county, those are things that I'll be doing because I'm dealing with a relationship, miserable situation that I'm walking away from because I'm not going to be talking toys or jokes with or played with. And I don't play about my coaching. I don't play about my presentations. And I also don't play with a spouse. And I don't play with a common law husband. And I don't play with a boyfriend or any acquaintance that's a fatal attraction, fatal obsession. And I will leave you and I'll find. And that's how I've been going through that. But my self-love is that I love myself so much that this person will be going to jail, and I absolutely will prosecute family members. I will prosecute an IT specialist. I will go every depth that I can to show myself self-love, and that's fighting back the narcissistic sociopath, his father, and his family. I don't like them, and I don't want to be around them. I can't stand them, and, you know, that's okay. So when we think about those layers of depth of self-love, we think about this failure that someone was trying to manufacture for you. That is a hater, that is an ex-husband, that is a nasty sociopathic narc, or a fatal obsession or fatal attraction type of person. He would do that. That's just like a little fool jerk. I don't like him. I can't stand him. I don't like his behavior, and I think he's a wealthy, well-connected narc and sociopath. There's nothing about him that I like. I just find him disgusting and insidiously abusive. And then on top of that, the Canadian jerk that I dealt with, he's nothing more than an insidious abuser, ambient cursory controller, and a pathological stalking or acting aspect. So when we think about those different, we get to a point, and then I have a white person I dated that was in Atlanta. I don't like him. I can't stand him. I don't love him, and he's annoying. He's an IT specialist and a provoker and a gaslighter, and I don't like him at all. So when we think about those layers and types of people like that, you have to admit that you love yourself more than you love anybody else. And at the end of the day, if you have love a person, you love yourself more than you love that person. And then at the end of the day, I no longer love that person. I absolutely despise him. I loathe him. I don't want nothing to do with him. And I'd like for him to be alone. So when we go through those different things, we create a vision board effectively for the different things that you do for your self-love and self-created level of loving the life you live and loving the life you love. So when we think about success strategies, some of these are great wins. Actually, we're going through some things like that. Some of them are going through bad divorces. Some of them are going through post-separation abuse. Some of them are going through course control. And then, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of your actors, a lot of your movie people, a lot of your people who were successful in life, they absolutely make the same set of things that I went through. So by the time it's all said and done, you have to sometimes leave a person because they don't know where to quit. Or you absolutely divorce a person because they don't want to see you successful. Or they think that you're going to leave them. The only way that I would leave a person is because you're hoping to aggravate and provoke and gaslight and surely keep on doing things that I don't like or that I've decided that are abusive. So when we think of this, we think about those layers of that, and we think about how a person will go so far as to irritate and aggravate and agitate someone in the manner that's been done to me. So when we think about those different things, we think about layers of how to remove yourself from that situation or remove that person. And sometimes it doesn't take law enforcement. Sometimes it does take layers and depth of getting someone involved, third party. In of that, I want you guys to understand while I'm trying to get this to do like it's supposed to. And like I told you, it is annoying. It's irritating. And having an IT level of irritation and aggravation, I will be pressing the actual charges because it's just gotten old and it's a habitual thing. And then on top of that, the cable company cable will be here. So will AT&T, Verse, by the time it's all said and done, the law for IT antics in Brooklyn Tree have gotten old. I just forgot we'll be going to jail, so we've got to keep Allison, so will John David Allison, and several people down there, so police department, because I've asked them to quit. And I've asked the local lawyers, but they just stopped. So by the time it's all said and done, Sean Allen will be going to prison as well. And the Ohio State jerk, Carlos Ellis, will be going to prison. And by the time it's all said and done, the Liverpool jerk over there, and Sam Jackson, Chris, and several others that were involved in that. So, you know, Council C-22, Ivy Turok will be fired, and I will have her walked out and have some Ranger D-6. This has gone on longer than I've been on me, but it was clear the entire time. So, you know, these things about my games have gotten old. And I told you all, you know, dealing with layers of things like that are obstacles. And, you know, when you have obstacles, you learn to overcome them and keep going. You keep on with your focus and you keep on doing everything that you need to do. And I'm doing what I'm born and bred to do, and that is to overcome haters and obstacles. And then on top of that, when you have to deal with that layer of stupidity and ignorance, even with your presentation, or even when you're doing separating from someone and separating for these exact reasons. Because once you tell someone to stop and they don't quit, or you have a cable company that refuses to understand what they're doing and diminishing service and blame these particular games, there are some layers of lawsuits and things that will be happening. Who do you think they'll be happening behind the scenes? Because when a woman's fed up, there's nothing you can do about it. And then self-love is nothing more greater than your own self-love and leaving someone for their habitual antics and immaturity and buffoonery. And I'll be doing that. I guarantee that I'll be going to state court, county court, federal court, and I'll be criminally acting to prosecution for this man. It's not the industry that's the problem. It's him and his friends. And I will have them try to set me to fire. Just a moment, y'all. Those are the affirmations that I told you guys about. Those things help you out, and they help you to be able to get yourself into a health mode for the body and mindset. So I want you guys to listen to me. So when we think about this, what does that mean? Have a listen to this while I'm using it. And I'm actually paying for high-level services. Like that, and there's no excuse for this irritation. Talk cable will be soon, so will AT&T. I will be making sure that they understand that, and I'll be sure to break off of them. I have a hidden network, and by the time I get through it, you guys peek out, the team will be in prison. So will Carlos Ellie in Ohio State, and I will be prosecuting for every bit of it, and that is Sean Winfield. By the time I get through it, he will be in the jail cell where he belongs. And we'll respawn in 18 more. And he'll be all the way down in the Sheriff's Department. So these affirmations are helping you to be able to have a bunch of things like that. And they are helping you to be able to understand life as it's supposed to be, and having the self-love and having the wellness and the emotional ability to overcome struggles and things like this. So by normally being able to understand that and be able to go into that and programmatically into your mind. And so when we're talking about layers and things like that, we're talking about layers of being able to say, I am. So, in listening to this, this helps you by newly and infuse yourself with that I am abundance mindset. So with that being said, I want you guys to hear those affirmations and things like that, because part of it starting out with I am. So when we're thinking about this, we're thinking about the I am abundance mindset, and self-love is the greatest love that you can have for yourself. And when we're talking about layers and depths of how to overcome anything that's put forth before you to make you stumble, to make you upset, to make you angry, or to bring you down to the low vibrational level that these people are vibrating at, those are the layers and depths where you have to get to a point that you overcome it no matter what. And that's why I want you guys to understand it. And, you know, being live and having a live show and things like that, you guys are getting to hear what type of things that I have to deal with. And the layers of abusive divisiveness, and I will be prosecuted against the police department. And I'll be showing the brakes off of them and the Atlanta Police Department, because by the time it's all said and done, I don't find any of this funny. And I will be absolutely separated from this jerk, and I'll be filing for divorce or intimate partner violence, IT, emotional abuse, provoking, gaslighting, emotional torment. I will be absolutely creating a level of self-love, and I will be absolutely filing for a divorce if I find out we're married over paperwork that I signed in 2013. I will be absolutely filing for a divorce, and I will be filing on grounds of irreconcilable differences. And this is another part of self-love, and rekindling this one for myself, is that I will be filing for a divorce for emotional abuse, IT hacks, IV hacks, habitual harassment, stalking, aggravating, provoking, gaslighting, emotional abuse, and torment. You guys see exactly what's going on when I'm dealing with this IT part. You see exactly what I'm dealing with Cox Cable and AT&T. I will be suing the brakes off of AT&T Uverse. I'll be suing the brakes off of Cox Cable. And I'll be suing the brakes off of you guys, Zeke Alton, who's continuing to do this in South America, and his son. I have a network sitting on my network right now. I will be absolutely making sure that Ohio State jerk Carlos Elliott going straight to prison, and then Sean Allen is still down there in Atlanta. By the time I get through prosecuting him, he won't have a dollar or a dime to his name. And I mean what I say when I say all these antics that Ivy Tarrock participated in, she's told on, Sean Corey Carter's told on, and then on top of that, Sam Jackson. I'm addressing all the haters. I'm addressing all the people who continue to keep up these insidious levels of sadistic six god games. And by the time I get through six god, he'll be going straight to prison for his insidious abuse, and he'll be taken care in a jail cell where he belongs. Now, I've made it abundantly clear that I'm fed up. And I made it abundantly clear to the local police department when I talked to their internal affairs. So I made it abundantly clear to the Atlanta Police Department. And I made it abundantly clear to Pensacola Mayor. And I made it abundantly clear to the Pensacola Mayor as well. So I made it clear to Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms as well. So by the time I get through with Atlanta, Georgia, and Florida, and DCNF, and everything in the lawsuit, there'll be layers of depths of understanding and reckoning. And by the time I get through it, Ivy Tarrock, she'll be terminated out of D-22 and Ranger G-6 in the security department. And by the time I get through with her, because they've told on her, and by the time they've told on Carlos Elliott there in Ohio, and they've told on Sam Jackson in California, they've told on John David Allison, who is Ken Petty, under witness protection. By the time I get through with all these petty out-of-work antics and gangs, she will be going straight to prison. And that's part of self-love. Part of self-love is manifesting level and layer of addressing the issues and repeat redundant issues that are becoming aggravating and divisive and non-conducive to my presentation. And that is why I will be getting a divorce. I will be getting a divorce if I find out I'm married, because I'm sick and tired of being buffoonery and antics. And I made it abundantly clear that I'm fed up with this man, and I absolutely despise him and his antics. And I made it clear I despise the physical police department. IT department has kept it up as well. And each and every last one of them in their IT department will be fired and walked out the handcuffs, because the antics that this man keeps up, if I know he's a police officer, like if I know two are FedEx, if they will be going straight to prison, and I will have them fired from the Fed. I mean, when I say that I'm fed up with this, and I'm tired of these levels of redundant abusive antics, and I made it abundantly clear that I will file for a divorce, and I will file it under irreconcilable differences, emotional torment, provoking gaslighting. And then I'm going to address another thing. Story is not a sob story. And the next time somebody gets on my Periscope Live and sits up there and says, oh, your sob story, oh, get help, I did call the help. I did call the Fed. I did call the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and I did call them in Miami. They hung up the phone on my face, and I called them also in Atlanta. And I reported this issue multiple times, and I made it abundantly clear with DCNF in Georgia and Florida. And I will sue the break on Florida and DCNF, especially for filing to do their job. And Chinoa Anderson will be walked out in handcuffs for doctoring paperwork. And then on top of that, Karen Hunter will be walked out in handcuffs for doctoring paperwork. By the time I get through with John, David, Allison, and Ken Petty under witness protection, who turned in cartel over back in 2007-2008 with Beyonce, he was married to Michelle, who was from Destiny's Child. By the time I get through with Monica Petty, who went in my federal records code seal, I'm showing myself the greatest self-love by outing every last one of these people. And then the one that went over to the UK tagged my cell phone and had the iPhone 6S for sale up there on Facebook and it was stolen from Druid Hills Road in Atlanta, Georgia. The greatest self-love that you can possibly have is outing every last one of your psychopathic, sociopathic, pathological abusers, and then on top of that, in cities level for multi-state, multi-district layers of sorts. And those there are blaming games. By the time I get through with Sean Corey Carter and the Hidden Network, and then on top of that, John David Allison, a.k.a. Ken Fettigan, Copeland, Bob X, his one of the Officer Ken Teddy from New York and the DEA will be going straight to prison. I'm sick and tired of these anti-Semitic rhetoric. And what you're not going to do is continue to mess up my life. What I will do is divorce a man. And if I find out we were married, I'm filing for divorce, irreconcilable differences, intimate partner violence, emotional abuse, tormenting, provoking, gaslighting, and continuing insidious levels of IT abuse, and then diminishing service with AT&T, and then continuing tampering with internet at Cox Cable. By the time I get through the Cox Cable and AT&T, they will both be shut down. I'll be asking for FCC and FCC levels and layers of court. And then on top of that, I'll go to court and I'll testify because I'm sick and tired of this. So, again, self-love and regenerating your self-love and your flame is to be able to understand what you're going through and being able to address it and still flawlessly do a presentation. So I'm going to continue with the presentation. And I will absolutely regret it. And Sean Allen Whitfield, I started talking about that from Atlanta, and that Amanda that let me know about the IT antics. So by the time I get through with everybody, Maurice Warner, they will all be going straight to prison. And I don't care if you are fed or if they're cops. I don't care if you're going straight to jail and I will prosecute. Because self-love is one thing. But to be tormented for both time I go to do my presentation, you start this BS. This is exactly why we'll be going to court. And that's exactly why we'll break off of you. I don't find any antics funny. And then by the time it's all said and done, you will have to pay for every bit of the time that I've lost with my Ring Central. You will be paying for every bit of the tapping of my IP address, the continued provoking, the gaslight, and you will be going to jail. And so will some of these YouTube bloggers, Toxic Diamond. So will several other people who have been playing games on YouTube and even feeding them information. By the time I get through with every last one of you, insidious abusers, Sean, Davey, Way, Nosey, all the rest of you. Now, give me all these shout outs because you're good bloggers, but you're also messy, and you've done a lot of times that need to BS. By the time I get through with every last one, you won't have a blog, you will not have a channel, and your back channels will be found on YouTube, and they will be terminated. Now, I've made it abundantly clear that I'm fed up with the antics and the divisiveness and the abusiveness, and you're not going to keep on messing up presentations. So by the time I get through with Sean Allen Whitfield, I don't care how much money he came into, and I don't care if you won the lottery. I don't care where you get your money from. I don't care for you. I don't love you, and I don't like you. And then on top of that, the six God games, I'm sick of your antics, your flirtery, and your psychotic behavior, and anybody else that went over to the UK telling Royce Rothschild my personal business. By the time I get through with every last one, you will understand what it means to not keep playing with me, and self-love is the greatest love that you can have, including with bullies, industry wealthy, well-connected bullies, and anybody that goes in federal records field and plays these ducked-up in our games, you need to understand that self-love is important. And my self-love for myself is to fight back and also make sure that these presentations are documented everywhere so that you cannot sit up there and tell lies anymore and you cannot keep on doing this insidious level of abuse. This guy from London, just a guy from London, he was talking about, oh, I need help. I did call the help and help hug up my face. By the time I get through with you, you'll understand that the White House and get shot and secret stuff that follow my account on Twitter. By the time I get through with everybody and see the breaks off of my mother's picture of President Trump and things like that, and see the breaks off the OWN Network and Carlos King that's playing this game over there at the OWN Network and the things that were done at Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Love and Hip Hop of Hollywood, who Love and Hip Hop of Miami, and John David Allison is actually related to Katrina Taylor, the same one that she did bad business deals. And then on top of that, Onika Tani Mirage that went in my federal records that are sealed, and I never unsealed them. By the time I get through every hater, every bully, every provoker, every gaslight, that industry wealthy, well connected, who thinks it's funny to keep this insidious level and gingerly fed his jokes. Here's the joke. I have self love for myself. I have self respect for myself, and I'm not being bullied, coward, harassed, provoked, and gaslit by no rich billionaire over there in the UK, Liverpool. I'm not going to be provoked and gaslit by Ivy Turok over at Council C22. Provoked and gaslit by intimate partner violence and client sociopath like Jason Ryan Grassi, his kids, demanding to stay out of my house, and I will put restraining orders on Victoria and Justin Grassi, and I will put one on Jason Ryan Grassi, who is an informant for Miss Gold Police Department, and Sean Allen Whitfield. If I find out you had anything else to do with IT stuff, you will be going straight to prison, and you will be going straight to jail, and I will put a restraining order on you lifetime. I mean what I say when I say I'm fed up with these antics. So let's go back to this. I want this all documented, and yes, this is on Blog Talk Radio, so everybody's hearing it in real time what I'm dealing with. So you're going to understand what it means not to keep on playing with my stuff in the Hidden Network, and I'll show it to you guys right now so that you guys can see it. I've made it clear that I'm tired and fed up, and I made it clear that I would divorce and judge for doing this. And I made it clear that I would not marry someone if you would continue to do this and seriously continue to do distracting, annoying things and provoking gaslighting things. And I'm making it clear so that everybody who's seeing it on Facebook, who's seeing it on YouTube, who's seeing it everywhere, understands that I'm fed up with you and I want a divorce if I find out we're married. And I will be filing it because you continue to play games. And if I find out this is for any engagement, the answer is no. It will be flat out no because you keep this up and I'm tired of you. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I will sue the city and I will sue the county of Pensacola and Scammy County, and I will be suing Atlanta, and I will sue the brakes off of Atlanta because they continue to allow you to do it in Atlanta. The greatest self-love is standing up to a insidious abuser and provoking a gaslighter, and your wealthy, well-connected narc friends in the industry. And what I mean by this is that I'm documenting this for everybody to see it. I'm fed up with this man and this woman and several others who are involved in their petty antics and their provoking gaslighting stuff like Tina Lawson, who made fake accounts on Twitter and Periscope. And by the time I get through soon, the breaks off of Bay, who's in my life on Periscope. And then on top of that, him that said I talk like a man, and I talk like a man, and you talk and you act like a B. And what I mean by B is a bitch. And the thing is, I'm not going to be provoked and gaslit, and I'm not going to lose my cool on here. What I'm going to do is let you know that self-love is the best love that you can have for yourself. Anybody, everybody who is hearing this, I've had to deal with insidious, wealthy, well-connected, narcissistic, industry-connected jerks and jerkettes. And by the time I get through with every last one of their times, let me do antics and buffoonery with my billionaire, nasty, out-of-order, trifling, disgusting, gaslighting mom, I will make sure that she's terminated from her respective industry, and she'll be walked out in the walk of shame. And by the time I get through with all these antics and the DEA stuff that happened to me because of John David Alston, Kenneth Petty, by the time I get through with Officer Ken Petty, John David Alston, I'll be prosecuting his wife, Miss Petty, who is also sending people down here to provoke and gaslight up Sasha Banks. By the time I get through with layers and depth of Mr. McMahon's son, who is the officer at Pensacola Police Department, there'll be layers and depth of reckoning here. And there's going to be a level of retribution here. And it's going to be layers and depth of Time's Up Me Too lawsuits. And you will be getting restraining orders. I mean, self-love is the best love that y'all can have. And I'm going to tell you, I am annoyed right now. I'm going to tell you, my focus is not shifting. I'm still going to do my presentation, but I want you to hear that. I want you to hear exactly the disruptions and interruptions to my presentation and exactly why I'll be filing for divorce. Jason Ryan Grassley will be going straight to prison because he said he's going to ruin my life in 2013 with Adrian Kim Grassley Wells. She dropped the Rogers, and John Rogers will be going straight to prison, and I'll be asking for them to all to be walked out in handcuffs. And Gianna Avery Allison, I want her to stop coming on my life. I want Onika Petty to stop making fake accounts coming on my life. I want Bay, John's sister-in-law, to stop coming on my life. And I want Tina Lawson walked out in handcuffs for all the fake accounts. And the bots that were done by Sean, by the time I get through with you, you'll be sure to break off of. And then on top of that, Carlos Ellie up there in Ohio, while everything's a joke in the game, and you look just like Sean Ellen Whistle, by the time I get through with all of y'all, you'll understand what it means not to provoke gaslight, bully, harass, and continue your multi-layer, multi-district tort. And by the time I get through with Ivy Turok and you're tampering with the IT, and then Ranger T6 and Council C22, you'll understand what it means to not keep playing these games. So we're going to go back to affirmations and things like that, but I wanted to go and make sure that I did a whole thorough readout session of everybody who's been doing this, including Sam Jackson, LL, and everybody else out there in LA. And by the time I get through with my mother in Montecito, California, I will be doing a break up with you, and you'll understand that Ava DuVernay antics that you pulled up there at the Apollo with KG, he's in the wedding with my baby's dad. And by the time I get through with my baby's dad and everybody else that's involved in buffoonery and antics, there will not be a wedding. There will not be an engagement. The answer is no, and I will absolutely prosecute the new acquaintance, the fatal obsession, fatal attraction, rich, nasty, wealthy, out-of-order, trifling, six god games. I mean what I say when I say I'm fed up. Self-love is the greatest love, and loving yourself enough to go and out everybody and tell them exactly how you feel about them is the best thing that I could possibly do. How dare you interrupt my life? How dare you keep this up? And how dare you continue up the provoke? How dare you continue to try to set me up for failure? And how dare you keep up the provoking gaslighting, insidious abuse, and ambient force of control, technology abuse, and then the Pensacola Police Department that's involved in that because Jason worked for them, and Officer Preston House will be going straight to prison, and so will you guys, Allison. He used to build the connector to the city in Pensacola. And by the time that DEA case that was involved and I got dragged into political abuse, by the time all the punitive psychiatry and psychology was done to me and the rich billionaire mother didn't want her scandal out because my father's wife, he raped you or whatever the situation was, or you had babies out of wedlock, I don't care. He wouldn't marry you. I don't care. I want you in prison. I want your nasty out-of-order tail jail for all your abusive antics. Maybe then it won't be so funny. Because President Trump was down in 2018 down in Pensacola, Florida. He's in a picture with Oprah Winfrey. So by the time I get through with everybody and the own network, Buffoonery and Funky Guy Neva Ross, who's playing where the rich cars, where the Honda cars be at, where they like to play all between his legs and between his butt, then you're going to understand what it means not to play Jeff Duffner. And Quentin Latham is his name, and he's the same one who did the IT hack, IP hack, like you guys, Zeke Allison, Freaky Zeke Z on the BMF cases. And then on top of that, the DEA cases and the DEA that I got ran to that hospital when I got gaslighted in my home. So by the time I get through the intimate bar, criminal violence, inclined sociopaths that have been involved in this, and Jason Rygraski, John David Allison, now Ken Petty, under witness protection, I'll be asking for every extent of prosecution for these antics and the buffoonery and the decade worth of buffoonery and loss of business and the economic abuse, the financial abuse, and the course of control. So we're going to get back to the presentation at hand. And I'm going to make sure that this is documented everywhere. And it is. I want you to understand why I'm tired of you. And why I'm tired of the buffoonery antics and the immaturity and sociopathy and the pathological, narcissistic, insidious levels of trying to damage my presentation and make me look as stupid as you possibly can. And Sean Ellen Whitfield, I'll make sure that your MCSE, MCSA, your certifications get revoked and violated. And by the time it gets said and done, you'll be going to jail right along with everybody else. Because Amanda told me in 2017, I've made it abundantly clear, I'm fed up with you. Those are affirmations. I'll let you listen to them as they can play. Okay, so that hidden network is what is doing that, and I'm fed up with it. Sean will be going to prison. So will Sean, David Allison, who's getting better. And John Allison's dad, who can do that remote desktop stuff. He's over on Dr. Trek Road now. The police department goes down there and gets Juanita and his husband. I mean, his husband's there, but when we think about these different things that are important, and we think about layers of how to self-love yourself, so when we think about these affirmations, those affirmations are important for us to always self-love ourselves. And so, like I said, we're going to go back to the presentation at large. So when we think about leaving fear behind is fear-mongering, provokers, gaslighters, abusers, on the course of controllers, wealthy, well-connected, narcissistic, or pathological abusers, insidious emotional abusers, or people who do these types of things who don't love themselves. They can't possibly love themselves if they do it to another person. Because anybody who loves themselves doesn't focus on other people. Anybody who loves themselves does not stop, harass, provoke, gaslight, emotionally torment, and aggravate, and agitate, or mess up people's presentations on a regular basis. And then doesn't copy somebody else and make them do the same thing over there in Liverpool and play in somebody's face or playing your records. So this is what I meant by I'm done. This is what I meant by self-love. This is what I meant by rekindling your flame for yourself. The self-love and the trinity and the levels of the trifecta of love for yourself, the abundance, unity, advancement for yourself is beginning to go and overcome the layers of upset, iron, rage, and upset that a person will try to inflict on you because they know exactly what they're doing. And that's why I said each and every last one of these people I called out will be walked out in the handcuffs. And I will be prosecuting. I will testify against them in the court of law because I'm fed up with them. So you leave fear behind to pursue your dream. You leave fear-mongering, crazy-making, provoking, gaslighting people behind. And, you know, everybody's not designed to be able to come with you along your dreams and the things that you're trying to do for yourself. And that means including ex-husbands or pathological abusers or life mates or people who were supposed to be your partners or people who claim to be true love for you and it's nothing more than a true love scam. Then those are layers and depth of developing and maintaining enthusiasm and regardless of what is around you or what is being done to you. So I wanted to show you guys that in real time, what I'm dealing with. And I deal with this every single day. I pay for the top tier cable service and cable providing, and they do everything possible to do all this. And then I have an insidious emotional abuser, provoker, gaslighter, and I have two exes that have IT background. And the greatest self-love is to call them both out, Sean Allen Whitfield, and then John David Allison, now Ken Petty. And then his dad has IT background, and he's ex-CIA. So by the time I get through showing the breaks off of all of them, there will be layers and depth of lawsuit and reckoning to come. So when we talk about layers of depth and requirements and prerequisites, or the prerequisites for self-love. There is no prerequisite to develop and inspire yourself or to go after your goals and your dreams. And part of it is calling those out and doing to not make you achieve your goals and dreams. And again, book your appointments at website at dondivacoaching.com, imcc.com, teamworld.online, and then on top of that for imcccoaching.com. And then on top of that, call 833-IMCC or 833-book my for my appointments, and then 833-book me too. Again, the number is 833 for my appointment and 833-book me too. And then on top of that, 833-IMCC, and it's just as it's spelled. So when you think about this, have you been wondering how to self-love yourself in your current circumstances? Well, you have to learn how to do everything, and you have to do it to your best integrity and to your best entirety. And part of that is looking for inspiration to create in your life and learning how to get away from people who don't inspire you. And it's a way to sit there and find a way to self-love yourself. So in listening to those affirmations, you learn how to self-love yourself, and you learn how to overcome obstacles that are put before you. And that is why Ivy Turok will be fired. That is why Ranger T6 will be fired out of the C22 Council. And then on top of that, telling Illuminati that I was ranting and whatnot. By the time it's all said and done, I hope Illuminati terminates her. And I hope she walks out in handcuffs, and I hope she understands exactly why I'm doing this. Because you did it to the black boy, and you did it to me. And at this point in time, I want you in a federal state court, and I want you in a county court and a civil court. And if you're the same blonde girl that asked for news for my daughter on WhatsApp and Keith, and that white man that did the same exact thing, and he had salt and pepper hair, just like Ranger T6, by the time I get through with both of you, both will go straight to prison, jail, where you belong. I've made it abundantly clear I'm fed up. So when we talk about these levels of awareness and abusiveness and laughing and playing people's faces and do all this insidious abuse, we have to look at rekindling that self-love, and then on top of that, learning how to love the life we live and the life we love, even if life gives you limits. You have to go and make lemonade and throw the sugar honey iced tea out. And sometimes the sugar honey iced tea could be poison while it's in it. And some people are very poisonous when they're in your life, so they're not your sparks team. So when we think about this, we think about gaining inspiration for people who are movers and shakers and people who are successful. So like I told you guys, when listening to those affirmations and things like that, just like we were listening to them, and they kept doing that back and forth, and then the screen kept going blank and whatnot. That was me in that work, and that was you guys, the Elf and John David Elf, and also Sean Elfenfield. They all have everything to do with this because they were told on, and I don't care. I want them in jail. I want Sam Jackson, LL, in jail as well, out there in California, because it's gone on and on. So with that being said, I want you guys to hear that so that we can get the idea and get the hang of what things should be doing and what they should not be doing. And that means things, people, places, and things, or environments. And when you have a toxic environment, and when you have a toxic person who's made your environment a living hell, you don't have to leave your environment. That person needs to be made to stop. And then on top of that, you have to prosecute that person. You have to put them in jail, even if it is your spouse, even if it's your ex-husband, even if it's an ex-boyfriend, put them in jail. That's what I will be doing. So when we think about levels of prosperity, when we think about levels and layers of abundance and advancement and bringing yourself inspiration, my inspiration comes from my ears. And people who sit up there and continue to frail ears and keep on provoking gaslighting, thinking I'm going to snap, because this is being streamed all over. And I'm making sure that it's streamed, and that's why I want everybody to see what's going on, so that can't nobody sit there and say in a court of law that I told a lie. I wasn't telling a lie. You saw it for yourself. And I paid for the top speed service for Cox Cable and also for AT&T Uverse. They diminished service, and like I said, the girl that I talked to that sounded like Ivy Turok up over there at Cox Cable, I want to fight. I want to walk down handcuffs. And I mean what I say. And the IT specialist over there at Cox Cable, I want them walked out. And then the same thing for AT&T, because they did the same exact thing. So I will be asking for lawsuits. I'll be asking for letters of restraining order. So when we think about additional layers of evolution and things like that, and being inspired and having self-love, we have to find a way to be inspired to lead people who continue their thoughtful behavior or the positive behavior. So my thing is, what we're going to do is we're going to fix it out of this, and then we're going to go back in, and we're going to have a layer of understanding of self-love on a higher platform, a higher vibration. So we'll be doing this live again, but I will absolutely make sure that this is one that's going to be documented for court, and then the next one will be documented for him to be going to jail in prison and things like that. And I'll be documenting this as an impact statement and impact presentation. Because the levels and layers of ways and men that are involved in this will be going straight to prison. Whoever pulled jerk that I traced the router over there, he will be going straight to prison. And then on top of that, the Ohio jerk will be going straight to prison. My mother will be going straight to prison. And then on top of that, the layers and depths will be insidious, ambient, of course, controlling and recidivizing in the industry and that are going on with Sam Jackson, LL, and the rest of the sociopaths that keep playing Bay and Sean Corey Carter, that keep thinking things are going to work out well for them, they will not. I will be absolutely prosecuting for insidious levels of bullying and harassment, provoking gaslighting, using documents and paperwork, and going into those documents and keeping this up. I mean, it's abundantly clear between the whole moment, the insidious abuse, the AC units, the OBC on the bottom, and all these tampering and provoking that EMT did my AC units. I'll be asking for law enforcement to step up, to the plate, and I want prosecution done. And I will be suing the brakes off the city of Pensacola, the city of Atlanta, and I will be suing the brakes and suing the soul out of the bloggers, and these bloggers that you guys be out there selling my business. Nick and Knight will be getting a lawsuit on a restraining order, so will Armand Wiggins, so will Tasha Kay, and so will several other people. Nosey's been okay because I've just been able to watch her and things like that. But the other ones that want to keep on playing Pickle Gang, Sean Baby Wayne and Gang, and things like that, all the answers are self-checked up, Toxic Diamond, all of y'all who thought it was funny. I'm making sure that this is absolutely being done so that you all understand that anybody that feeds you information, anybody that uses microphones to invade someone's privacy, like provoke, duck, not psychopath, sociopath, pathological, insidious abuse, I've had enough. I made abundantly clear Jason Ryan Grassley will be going straight to prison. Sean Ellenwood Hill will be going straight to prison. I have no desire to be with you, and I asked you, if you had anything to do with this, or you were being blackmailed, you need to see antics, that you need to fess up that thing. You sat there and lied in my face. By the time I get through with it, you will be going straight to prison and jail because the man he told you in 2017. By the time I get through with you guys, deep freaking deep out in all those cases in the DEA case up there in New York, by the time I get through with John David Alton now in petty and witness protection because them, Beyonce, and Jay-Z sat there and turned in the cartel, by the time I get through with all of y'all and being dragged in this political abuse of power and psychiatry and psychology because my mother was in the picture with President Trump. By the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all will understand that I'm fed up with my lives being disrupted. I'm fed up with my presentations being disrupted, and I'm fed up with the provoking and gaslighting. I am fed up to the point that I will get a divorce from this church if I find out under duress I signed that paperwork in 2012 or 2013, under duress, sign the paperwork, no, sign the paperwork, take a dark, no, sign the paperwork, stay in the state hospital. By the time I get through with each and every last one of you, will understand that I am fed up entirely. I am sick and tired of being irritated and aggravated by you. I am sick and tired of the insidious God game. I will put you underneath a jail. The Canadian miserable sociopath will be going to jail. I will absolutely prosecute for every last one of your insidious games. And the Canadian jerk that got on my Periscope Live talking about, I'll have you killed. And I'll have you touch off poison in your water. I mean what I say when I say this on beyond course of control, emotional abuse, tormenting, aggravating, provoking, gaslighting, immature. I want the fat, nasty, out of order, disgusting dog breath, shit breath, sorry, nasty, out of order, disgusting, sociopath, Sean Alvin Whitfield, in a jail cell where he belongs. If I find out you are a police or a fed, I will have him terminated from your job. I don't care. I'm tired of it. Jason, you're too damn dumb, and you have never finished high school, but you're a junkie. I'm tired of you and your sister. If you're going to ruin my life in 2013, I want you to go to jail. Then on top of that, John David Alton, you participated, and you are actually a fed. By the time I get through with each and every last one of you, you won't have a job. And the Liverpool jerk that was playing in my face and had the beats in his ear and my beats was tapped, by the time Joe that told on y'all out there in L.A., by the time I get through with all of y'all and I go and sue the brakes off of Apple and Beats for all the answers from the buffoonery, you'll understand what it means to me that my job is important to me. My presentations are important to me. My professionalism is important to me. And when I say that I will file for a divorce, if I find out we're married, I want a divorce. I want alimony. I want every level and layer of punitive criminal charges filed against you. And I want you walked out in with this training order. Here's why. I am fed up. I am emotionally tired. I am tired of you and your answers and your maturity. I am tired of being set up for failure. And I'm tired of being made to look like a fool. And I'm tired of your IT antics for technology abuse. And I'm tired of your insidious immaturity. And I'm tired of the Pensacola Police Department allowing you to do it. Atlanta Police Department allowing you to do it. And the FDNY allowing you to do it. And then on top of that, LAPD allowing you to do it. I want restitution for all of this. I am tired of you, and I'm sick of you. I don't love you. I don't like you. Your post-separation abuse, your coercive control, your economic abuse, and your frustrating levels of immaturity and your childishness. I don't want you. And then Juju, you said it was a joke? Then here's the joke. Time's up, me too. I am suing. And I mean this. The greatest self-love you can ever have is doing a test run on your presentation in your life. just so you could document everything to see how far an idiot would go. And that's exactly what I did. Because let me show you something. I love myself. I love myself enough to leave you. I love myself enough to see how many times you'll keep this up. And I love myself enough to document it for court. And you're going to jail. And I will be suing the brakes off against Gold Police Department, Atlanta PD. And I'll be suing the brakes off of you for emotional abuse and torment, IP hack. And Sean Allen Whitfield, you have a background in MCSE, MCSA. So does John David Allison. His MOS was 31 Romeo. And by the time I get through with that 31 Romeo, 82nd Infantry Division, Fort Riley, Kansas, for his IP hacking, and his dad has the same MOS, by the time I get through with you guys, Z Allison, he'll be going straight to prison where he belongs. And Jason Ryan Grassley was going to jail for his vandalism and provoking gaslight. I wanted to see how long y'all would keep this up. And you can guarantee I will be suing the break up of each and every last one of you for your insidious abuse and your wealthy, well-connected narc friends that are industry. And by the time I get through with every last one of you, will be going to jail. And my disgusting, nasty, out-of-order mother, who is a billionaire, you can guarantee by the time I get through with her nasty behind, she will be broke and she'll be outside butt-naked with no problems. I'm tired of this. And I'm making sure it's everywhere streamed. So it's all over Facebook, it's all over YouTube, and it's all over Periscope. And I want to make sure that you understand that I called the help. I called the feds. I sure did. I called them 2010, 2012, and I also called them in 2016, 2017, 2018, and I reported this issue of intimate partner violence in IT hacks and IP hacks. I reported the cable companies, AT&T, and I reported Cox Cable. And by the time I get through with all this, I am going to court, and I am going to sue the brakes off of you. And the best self-love is catching a fool in his antics, and catching you alive is the best thing I could possibly do. You can guarantee I did what I was born and bred to do, and that is to be able to have proof to take to court and sue the brakes off of you and Cox Cable and AT&T. And by the time I get through with you, you will be broke butt naked outside with your crumbs, just like my mother. And I said what I said. I'm tired of this. And the best self-love you can ever have is to love yourself enough to catch a criminal in his wrongdoing in the police department that enabled it. I've made it clear. I'm done with you. So. That's the presentation for right now. This was a success trial one, and I want to make sure and see it for into fruition to finally get something to have it on documentation and take your sorry behind to court and take you down and up through a federal court, civil court, county court, and criminal court. And the next time you death threaten me, make sure I'm not dead already inside from dealing with you and you're provoking me, your gaslighting, and your abuse, and your insidious levels of unloving, unkind, immaturity, and psychotic behavior. I'm tired of you. I hate your guts. I don't like you. And I wanted to catch this in real time. So while you thought you were joking and playing and thought you were going to get me mad today, no, I told you I was tired of you. And I said I was going to catch you in everything you did. And if that meant my lives had to be messed up and they were done like this, I have the calls and I have everything and I will download it and I will take it to court and I will take you down and up through it. And I will clean you out financially for what you've done. I'm sick and tired of you and your industry, insidious, demonic, out of order, trifling, disgusting friends. The industry is not demonic. You are, and your insidious, wealthy, well-connected narc friends, John David Allison. He said the Carters are going to sue me. No, they're not. They don't have nothing to sue me on. They're going to be sued for fraud, financial fraud, wire fraud, and then on top of that, your layers and levels of violating my personal protected health information. And just so you know, DeHaven was right. They are the feds because they were working as informants. And by the time I get through with you, Kim Petty, John David Allison, by the time I get through with Uzziah Zeke, Freaky Zeke Allison, and then my mother, by the time I get through with all y'all, y'all will be broke, busted, and disgusted and looking crazy because I'm fed up with this and I wanted information. And so the White House Secret Service that follows my Twitter account, my Periscope account, and y'all tried to get rid of it, the feds were watching it the entire time. And I hope you understand why the Department of Justice sent me the paperwork because they saw proof of it and they've been watching it forever and a day. And I can't wait for you to go to jail. And if I find out any more of my efforts are fed, I'll have you terminated. And I'm telling you right now, I'm done. And I'm telling you, if I find out we're married and that paperwork you had on that nightstand, Sean Allen Whitfield, that was Social Security paperwork, by the time I get through with all of that, y'all will all be going straight to prison where you belong. And by the time I get through with the billionaire, nasty, out-of-order, trifling mother who wanted her scandal not be, they used to call me Anne when I was little, Miss Anne. And then on top of that, when I found out the Queen of England, especially my grandmother and whatnot, and Andrew's my dad, by the time I get through with Oprah Winfrey and her nasty, out-of-order antics, you'll understand what it means to not keep playing these games and duck, duck, not. And the next time somebody says get help, I did call the help. So by the time I get through with everybody in their industry antics and games, now you understand that I'm not going to play with the Queen of England. I'm not going to play with the white boy that got in my house cutting me with knife crime. I'm not going to play with any more antics with anybody playing beat games. And I'm not going to play any more games and antics with my family. I'm not going to put up with any more insidious and emotional abuse, tormenting, provoking, gaslighting, and intimate partner violence. And I'm going to put up with a corrupt city and county in Pensacola or Atlanta. And by the time I get through with a wealthy, well-connected Canadian narc, by the time I get through with a wealthy, well-connected Liverpool narc, by the time I get through with my FedEx that had my phone over there in the UK and had it in China, by the time I get through with all y'all, y'all understand that duck-duck narc is not going to work out well for you all. And by the time it's all said and done, each and every last one of you, including the petties, surviving the petties, they need to make sure that hashtag goes viral. And Kenneth Petty is John David Alf and Kenneth Copeland down there in Miami where the rich cars with the Honda cars be at. And they like to play all between did I need this butt. Yeah, Quentin Latham, the same one that told the sister the experience in my personal business. And the next time John David Allison gets in my stuff and says, I've been watching you 2 years, make sure you keep that documentation and you change it to Jay Reed. So Niecy Farmer Reed in Texas, by the time I get through with you tonight, can you Farmer Reed, Eller, by the time I get through with Layla Farmer and I get through with Navy Federal, Nora Kimbrough, who also is at the health department going on personal records, just like to Adrian Kim, Grassy Rogers Wells, by the time I get through with all y'all, we'll be in court. We sure will. Then you'll understand these insidious, abusive games have gotten old, and I'm fed up with being made a fool out of and made to look stupid. Then you're going to understand that the feds, when y'all said the feds were watching me, yeah, they were. Because there was a case overlapping with the political abuse of psychiatry and punitive psychiatry and me being dragged out of my house because of a wealthy, well-connected mother, because she slept with Andrew a long time ago, and that was 30 years ago. I'm absolutely 38 years old, and you can guarantee that scandal from 1982, 1984, yeah, that's what that's about. I'm done playing. You can guarantee I'm done playing. And the paperwork was arranged for Deborah Lee Teal. And that was the one that was married to Marion Shug Knight. William Marion Shug Knight. He dropped the William. So by the time I get through with all of y'all and y'all understand how far y'all got me effed up and how far I'm tired of these antics of buffoonery and I'm tired of everyone playing these games for the scandal to keep this duck-duck narc with billionaire nasty out-of-order mom and the secret is already up there at the CIA level and the Steele dossier. And then there's Officer Clinton. Yeah, and by the time I get through with Officer Barbosa, Clinton, Moraz, Williams, Larson, Harris, Burris, Markle, and everybody else, by the time I get through with DCNF and suing the brakes off them and that center over there and whatnot and mentioning Sandra Bland to me and hope you die and things that were said by the cops, by the time I get through with all of this, y'all understand what it means not to keep playing with me and not to keep playing with my career. And the best self-love is to stand up for yourself to bullies, harassers, provokers, gaslighters. And by the time I get through with the multi-perpetrator, multi-state, multi-district court, y'all understand what it means to not keep doing that. I told y'all I said it. And all the fake reviews that were done on my Facebook, you did 157 fake reviews, an hour, 57 minutes, and 48 seconds, and you did that in 2016. By the time I get through with all y'all and sue the brakes off of Facebook for all the insidious abuse, and then I sue the brakes off of Twitter for all the insidious abuse, and then they try to get rid of my account, and the Kardashians that have the Twisted Sister with my account on Twitter. And then on top of that, the layers and depths of playing those games and trying to get my account terminated, and it was a case. By the time I get through with all these antics that y'all kept up, I told y'all I'm fed up. When I said that I'm sick and tired of being death threatened, provoked, and gaslit, and my car was tampered with, and it was tampered with in Atlanta, by the time I get through with Pet Boys and swing the brakes off of them, and Paul Dingleman and K. Dave Tugayas, and the brakes that were changed out, and they were scraped down to the metal twice, and the tires within, by the time I get through with the sentiment partner violence, T and E that want to keep playing games, by the time I get through with each one of y'all, is that Carl's L or Jim's T. So by the time I get through with all y'all, y'all understand it's not going to be a Michael Jackson overdose. It's not going to be any layers of pedals to the metal and using me for a punchline. And by the time I get through with all of y'all, I will be in court punching you financially for punitive damages and emotional trauma and emotional scarring and detriment of economic abuse, financial abuse, coercive control, and levels of layers of provoking gaslight to reduce the validity of my claim. So this was a test trial of a presentation, and y'all thought you were doing something by trying to mess it up again. And I made it clear, if you did it again, that I would go and drive everything out that's going on. So now y'all understand that a decade's worth, 2 years of abuse has been going on, and then 4 years of political abuse of psychiatry and psychology, and Humana that did that when I was sitting in psychiatry because this lady next door, Kenyatta Linda Archie, was told to lie on me, just like Glenwood, Larry, and my other neighbor, Bryant, who has a DEA case, and he was also being watched for 6 years. So by the time it's all said and done, Lorenzo Bryant should be terminated from the Pensacola Police Department. And then on top of that, the layers of failure to do their job and sitting up there saying they hope I die so they don't have to deal with this shit, by the time it's all said and done, there will be something done. It will not be death threats to me. My husband's not going to kill me. My daughter's not going to be killing me. And then on top of that, saying those things to me or playing with my food or doing all this sick psychotic behavior and pranks and provoking, I've had enough. That is grounds for divorce, for vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, emotional cruelty. And then the case from Columbia, South Carolina, where the rich white man had a rich white wife misdiagnosed and misdoc and paid the therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist. I'll be suing the brakes off of the Lakeview Center. I'll be suing the brakes off of my billionaire, nasty, out-of-order, attractive mother. And then on top of that, I'll be suing the brakes off of everybody that was involved in the antics and buffoonery. So, Juju, there's your joke. I'm not joking. So the provoke and gaslight, oh, and the guy that I was supposed to marry, and I found out that he's sick and has a disease, he won't be giving me any gift that keeps on giving. So by the time it's all said and done, y'all will understand there's so many layers and levels of lawsuit, and the death threat, the provoke, the gaslight, and the emotional abuse, and the insidious ambient force of controlling abuse, and the levels of DCNF coaching my daughter. By the time I get through suing the brakes off of them, and by the time I get through suing the brakes off of Taryn Hunter, then I get through suing the brakes off of Phoebe Leonard, who was involved in Joe Leonard, used to be my boyfriend from a long time ago from high school. By the time I get through with Onika Tiny Morocco talking about high school and that EP, and by the time I get through with her with that Suge song, by the time I get through with the Tati song with Selena, and then Cardi B, who is also the one that Britney told me her personal business and whatnot, because she had her take off in that car, in that Uber. By the time I get through with all y'all, that Lana and the petty antics that they did in production, and that was told to me, you guys, Zeke Elton, and then on top of that, they were the Associated Press involved in that, and Valerie Chavez, that's Akbar V, confirmed that, and they did it for a check. By the time I get through with every last one of y'all, y'all will understand the love and hip-hop of Hollywood. My cousin is in Hollywood, dummy. And by the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all will understand that you don't play these type of sick psychotic games. You don't keep on playing these pathological abusive games. So just a guy from London that came on here talking about I need help, I did call the help. I called the Fed. I did. I called them about the political abuse of psychiatry, psychology, and I called them about President Trump being down in Pensacola. And then my mother was in the picture with President Trump. So by the time I get through with all y'all, y'all will understand what it means not to keep on messing up my life. This was just a test run to see what y'all would do. And I'm going to sue the soul out of you. I am. I'm fed up with the Canadian jerk. And I'm fed up with the Liverpool jerk. And I'm fed up with the wealthy, well-connected industry narcs who think this is funny. And OZ was why I was ran through the hospital. And Jason is the one who did the stuff in Atlanta. And so did Jonathan. By the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all will be in and show. So where you belong. How funny is it to sit there and talk about drive-by or shootings? How funny is it to go get on a Periscope saying you'll have me touched or I'll be dead by the 23rd? No, I won't. I'll be going to court and I'll be seeing the breaks off of a husband and an ex-husband. So, Jason, you put widowed on your Facebook. So, who was I actually technically married to by the time I get through with Ms. Petty and Mr. Petty and I find out about all these antics and whatnot? By the time I get through seeing the breaks off of Onika Petty, who went in my federal record and sat there and talked about Suge, you mean Suge Knight, Marion Suge Knight? Yeah, you mean the daddy that was arranged on the paperwork to cover up Oprah? By the time I get through it all, y'all understand that I'm not playing any more games. I'm half white and half black. Andrew's my dad, and they used to call him his dad. Miss Ann was only did the paperwork. HRS is what changed to DCNF, Department of Children and Family. By the time I get through seeing the breaks off of y'all will understand what it means to not play with me or play in federal records that were sealed. I knew those records since I was 6 years old because my family teased me when I was little. And they said, oh, you're not real family. And I cried to my mom and I cried to my family. And they sat there and told us and they said, yeah, you're adopted. And we knew about it. So by the time I get through suing the brakes off of y'all will understand. And I put it two and two together and that's the same woman from 1982. And my stuff was done in 1984. By the time I get through suing the soul out of y'all will understand what it means not to provoke and gaslight me anymore. Y'all will understand what it means not to play industry connected, nasty, out of order games that I have a bunch of industry families that are adopted into. And by the time I get through with every last one of you jerks and jerkettes who thought this was funny, Ivy Chirac, you were telling people I was ranting, and those are the same people who run the industry. Good luck. And I hope you understand all your IT antics and your buffoonery and Rancher T6. And he told me, F me. Well, F you. And I hope you get fired. Never made it abundantly clear? Y'all thought this was a joke. That's why I did the presentation on love. And that's why I have the shirt on. You don't understand that I love myself enough to defend myself and to take this support and take it to trial. Think of the joke again. So the domestic terrorism in Pensacola, the domestic terrorism over there in Georgia, and then the jerk said, oh, how can the same thing be happening in Georgia that's happening in Florida? You tell me. You got blackmailed by Jason. through his family. By the time I get through with you and everybody else, y'all will be going to jail. I'm here now. Because I'm fed up with my presentations being messed up, and I'm fed up with the poor quality service, the cost tables, and then the one that I have with AT&T, U-verse. And by the time I get through with them, they're going to be eating all those debts. And forced debt has caused me a lot of loss. And by the time I get through with this family, by the time I get through all the insidious abuse and all the emotional abuse and torment, you're going to pay for everything that you've done. And then on top of that, I won't be paired up with a sick, dick, sorry, nasty, out-of-order truck that is disgusting, so it's too bad. I never had HIV. I don't have AIDS, and I don't have anything at all. I never had any STDs. I've been checked. And by the time I get through with it and I found out about it, and by the time I get through sitting in the break room with you for your emotional abuse and torment, you will be going straight to prison. I don't care anything for you. I don't care for anybody that would sit there and provoke and gaslight and do it. And Mincher and LL that was messing with that, you need Deborah Lee. And my real name is Lee. So the next time P.S. Madison talks about Lee Tanya, you mean Onika Tanya Mirage that had to deal with Lee Daniels from the O Network? The next time P.S. Madison, Mandy Manhor, Timothy Pinson goes into my records. The next time Onika Tanya Mirage, Barbie, that was wired to call my phone in 2010, and Miss Petty, Sam, you got the right name, Petty. You're a petty, out of order, trifling, disgusting sociopath, and you did it on behalf of Bay. By the time I get through with John David Allison's ex sister in law and Sean Corey Carter, that would mean that the little girl that's in my house, Gianna Avery Allison, was the actual me. So by the time I get done with you, and she loves Beyonce so much that she played in my face in that apartment, 9000 University Parkway, apartment 143, upstairs, second floor, and that Rich Carter had a Honda car to be at, by the time I get through with you, and by the time I get through with your new wife, Onika Petty, and you are Kim Petty, you have your teeth filed down, your jaw's broken, and whatnot, that is still John David Allison. By the time I get through with Sasha Banks, that came down from WWE, talking about a rude, petty bitch, no, I'm not, I'm that bitch. You're going to understand that I don't use that language on a regular basis, but you have me effed up. And by the time Devon Snell, that was next door playing this game, and Bant Bryant was renting out his house, Giselle Bryant is related to Bant Bryant, the same DEA informant from Atlanta. He got ran out of Atlanta. So by the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all understand that ducked up narc or any of you. And messing up my life and my live broadcast, and this is all over being broadcasted, and I'm not going to delete it. I want you to understand why I did this, because y'all keep this up, and I'm tired. So, 1 hour, 22 minutes, and 48 seconds, I'm done. I'm tired of you. And I'm going to court over all of it. So it won't be no type of level of snap for me. Y'all thought I was going to snap. Oh, he's going to marry her to have a nervous breakdown. Oh, he's going to marry her to sit there and provoke and gaslight her. No. I've already been doing it a psychiatrist on the 17th of September, and that was because the girl next door across the street sat there and provoked and gaslit and said, bitch, I'll kick your ass, bitch, I'll kick your ass. And then I defended myself. And then the next subsequent couple of hours, Senyata Linda Archie went outside and did all that provoking gaslight. Bitch, you wouldn't keep up that, all that noise, this, that, and the other. I wasn't keeping up noise. I was responding to this girl. And not only did her grandson sit there and say, bitch, I'll kill you, bitch, I'll kill you. Yeah. By the time it's all said and done, and they sat there and had their family come over and they called the cops on me, and Officer 54 will be fired and terminated. And so will Officer Savage, and so will several other ones. And I'm not going to be a punitive psychiatrist ever again. And I vowed ever since the last intimate partner violence that Jason Ryan Grassley and his sister orchestrated and did, that I would never return there. So by the time it's all said and done, that story said, oh, people get punitive detained wrongfully all the time. I don't, and I'm not going to go through that anymore. And I will sue the brakes off that center because they hold a DCNF contract. So you understand a wealthy, well-connected billionaire mother, and I've already told about that. So by the time it's all said and done, she will be going straight to prison, so will my dad. And so will everybody else involved. I've made it abundantly clear. Y'all think that was funny to do. Y'all think it's funny to sit there and continue to provoke gaslight and continue to have levels of insidious ambient force control. And Tina Lawson is the one who made the fake accounts. By the time I get through suing the break off of her, by the time I get through suing Bay and Sean Corey Carter and the Hidden Network, and I'll show it to you guys so you can see it for yourself. When I say that I'm fed up, when I say that I'm going to court over all this, and when I say that I'm fed up with all these insults and buffoonery, I'll sue the break off of them. Because you don't keep playing with somebody who's fed up. I'll read it off to you guys in real time. What you don't do is keep playing with someone. And what you don't keep doing is aggravating someone. That self-love is proving your case. When I told you all I was fed up, Hidden Network. There you go. Okay, thank you. Where it says Hidden Network here? The Telegraph? Hidden Network. Do for yourself. By the time I get 370 breaks off of Cox Cable and AT&T Wireless, you won't have a leg to stand on. So that's what's being diminished and whatnot. And I was told by the VPN, and I was told that he's using a VPN to cover up his IP address. By the time I get 370 breaks off of you and that own network DS, and by the time I get through with you guys, with Allison and Quentin Latham and all the rest of them who are playing these poolery antics, I meant what I said when I said I will prosecute to every extent there is possible. When I asked you to stop, you should have stopped. Here you go. Let me do something real quick. In fact, I'll upload it. Hidden Network, Pretty Fly for a Wi-Fi, TP-Link, C05F, Hidden Network. Sitting right here on the phone. Let me do something right quick to pull that off. When I told y'all I was done, I told y'all I was done. And when I said cut out the BS, I meant cut out the BS. I should be able to pull it up. There it is. It's the Hidden Network. I told y'all I'm tired of it. And I said that I was not going to keep going through this anymore. I will go for it over all that. You see the signal sitting right there? That signal at the bottom shouldn't be that strong because I have a network. So playing all these psychotic games, I have gotten old. And I made it clear that I would do. Where I would divorce over this. If I find out we're married, I want a divorce. Flat out. I don't want to be with anybody who's childish, or I don't want to be married to anybody who would sit there and provoke and gaslight the way this man has. And when I tell you that I'm tired of this, there's the Hidden Network. You can see how far it is. That one right down there should be there, and I told the VPN that he's covering and asking about the address. I want levels and layers of lawsuits and restraining orders, and then on top of that, I will be filing for levels of FCC, SEC violations of privacy. I didn't have to do the network. So, when I say that I'm tired, I'm tired. The best self-love you can ever do is to prove your innocence and to prove what's been going on. And the best self-love is to leave a man who does not love you and will provoke and gaslight you to levels of ire and anger and upset the way you guys have seen me on Periscope and Twitter, the way you guys have seen me plenty of times on Facebook. And for years, people playing me and called me all kind of names while he set the stage in my billionaire, nasty, out-of-order, trifling, disgusting mom who didn't want her scandal out there. You mean Andrew, who had sex with my mother? Yeah, I'm half white, half black. So by the time I get through with her and all the arranged paperwork with Deborah Lee at BET, by the time I get through with all y'all, y'all understand what it means not to keep playing games with me. By the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all understand what it means. So LL, you wanted to play games to go protect Deborah Lee? That Deborah contract in Florida for SafeLink track phone? By the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all will understand what it means to not play these psychotic games. Then you'll understand what it means to not sit up there and play with Duck Duck Knock. I've told you my mother was. And I knew the records because it was an open adoption, so I had every right to inquire. So by the time I get through with all y'all, and Miss Ann, by the time I get through all y'all's insidious abuse and provoking gaslighting and abuse, you'll understand what it means not to play with me. And the YouTubers, the bloggers that were playing despicable games and playing Duck Duck Narc, I want all your accounts terminated. Then you'll understand that there's some that I want to say, but they're going to end up working for industry for peanuts. And then I want their levels of their channels that they have established right now terminated because they used them to insidiously abuse and provoke and gaslight and play Duck Duck Narc. Then I want them to start over from scratch. Then they'll understand what it means not provoke and gaslight.
on behalf of Wealthy Well Connected North. Jason Ron Grassley is a Jackson on the other side. That was Victoria's little secret. John is a Taylor on the other side. He's related to Katrina Taylor. Trina, the Diamond Princess. So by the time I get through with Ken Petty, John David Allison, by the time I get through with Onika Petty Mirage, Onika Tanya Mirage Petty, by the time I get through with Barnaby that called my phone, and I remember what number it was, by the time I get through with all y'all understand what it means to play Duck, Duck, Knock. Now I'm done with my life. So let me disconnect it so I can go and do the real life. When I tell y'all that I'm tired and fed up, I mean that I'm tired and fed up. And what you don't do is keep on playing with someone. And what you don't do is keep on playing IT antics. And what you don't keep doing is playing with someone's Dropbox and messing with files, deleting things. And what you don't do is steal somebody's business model and use it. So the Kardashians that were on the case with the DEA case from 2007, 2008, the same case that John David Allison, Ken Petty asking about, or Jay Reid, or Kim Copeland asking about, Kimberly Allison Copeland's brother will be going to prison. So by the time it's all said and done, I didn't know anything about BMF and I didn't know anything about those cases, but I put them together because of my ex, Jason. His cases from 91, 93, 94, and those are the cases. And the Tropicana one from 94 was from Vegas. And Jason used to tell me he went different places, and now I understand where this came from. So by the time I get through with John David Allison, you guys, Z Allison, and then OZY, I got ran through the hospital, Sacred Heart, and I got gaslighted like a Holocaust Jew in my house. I have Jewish elite blood. So by the time I get through with all of y'all, y'all understand that you don't play duck, duck, knock with somebody who's tired. And you don't mess with my daughters. And you don't mess with my children. That I got a job to do. And so what you're not going to do is keep playing punitive psychiatry, provoke, and gaslight. And what you're not going to do is keep up your levels of insidious abuse. And what you're not going to do is continue to embarrass me and humiliate me and cause me to have messed up lives. And then everybody judges me based on your obvious insidious abuse and coercive control and your corrupt, nasty, out-of-order industry, disgusting friends. So Janet Jackson is John, not John, but Jason Ryan Grassley's cousin, Karen and Chucky Jackson. And then on top of that, Medina on WeTV, that's Angelique Grassley gang, who dated Brian Birdman, Baby Williams, Officer Williams, the informant. So by the time I get through with all y'all, y'all will understand what it means not to keep playing in my face and not keep on messing up my life. This was a tester. And this is also for court, an impact statement as to what I've been going through. The next time I get to psychiatry, provoked and gaslit, and then given medicines that could have killed me, make sure I didn't call to protect myself. I'm tired of y'all. That's it. Time's up, me too.
So this is the end of the radio show and everything else, but this is documentation for court and our attempt to tell the truth, nothing but the whole truth, so that we got in a court of law. I definitely am going to have this filed for court.